Students at many schools throughout the Charlotte region plan to observe the 17-minute National School Walkout Day in a variety of ways. The event, scheduled for 10 a.m. at many schools, will honor the 17 people gunned down at a high school in Parkland, Florida last month, and focus attention on school safety. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
At some schools, students will hold signs, some will wear orange ribbons, others will have 17 minutes of silence or hold a sunset vigil. At Independence High in Mint Hill, students will gather on the football field and place roses on the gridiron as the names of the Florida victims are read. Senior Sebastian Bowen helped organize the event. He says students are united in their belief that schools need to be safer, even though they have varied opinions about guns.
What I'm kind of hoping is that we can have young students, which are one of the most powerful voting blocks, uniting together and urging Congress to pass something. There's things that both parties can agree on for the most part, yet nothing is being done.
CMS officials asked school administrators not to discipline those who participate in the walkout. At Huff High in Cornelius, Principal Laura Rosenbach says she supports the student walkout. She says Huff students will run a couple of laps around the school's track for the walkout, and a few will speak on safety and voter registration.
I think there's a sense of kind of student pride that the students are leading and organizing all of this. It's the first time our school has really participated in any kind of civic activism as a school. So I think there's a lot of pride and excitement right now.
Many principals around the region say they plan to accommodate walkouts. At Myers Park, the event is billed as a vigil. Students needed signed parental slips to participate, and those with permission will have to wear wristbands. In the Hickory School District, Superintendent Robbie Adell sent a letter to parents saying he is neither encouraging nor prohibiting walkouts. Stanley County officials have scheduled the district's monthly emergency drills during the walkout time to avoid disruption and allow students to participate in the walkout. CMS school board member Ruby Jones says no one is against the intent behind the walkout, but she thinks students could learn more from the tragedy and about school safety through classroom lessons.
I think that there are better educational ways that are thoughtful expressions and allows for freedom of speech and for assembly that would be more conducive to student learning. And the walkout is symbolic, but we need to go richer and deeper, and I don't see that as what is going to occur.
Jones says she expects CMS police and CMPD officers will be more visible during the walkouts to ensure safety. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.